Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It was once really impressive when wines could be paired with foods. Then beers start to find their favorite mates on a plate. Now? Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to talk about pairing cocktails with foods. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
So what's the reason for the trend? Why would anyone want to pair a cocktail with food instead of popping open some beer or wine?
There are a couple of reasons. One is particular to Vermont. We have a growing distillery industry. And so now we have 20 different distillers, and they're making all kinds of spirits and liquors. And so it's really fun for our bartenders to play around with those. And by playing with cocktail pairings and food, they get to incorporate some of those new, exciting Vermont ingredients into their pairings. Another reason is that cocktails can include really food-friendly ingredients, and they can kind of mesh with the food in a really different way than wine or beer.
And cocktails are back. I mean, it's like the 50s again, isn't it?
Well, it is in a way. People are making these classic cocktails, but they're also really playing with incorporating unusual things that never would have made it into a 50s cocktail. Vegetables, bacon, you know, that principle that everything's better with bacon, that's applying to cocktails now too.
What are the factors that have to be considered when pairing a cocktail with a dish?
So what's interesting about the difference between beer or wine pairings and cocktail pairings are that with beer and wine, you get whatever comes out of the bottle. You're not going to say, oh, this wine isn't acidic enough, I'm going to stir in some lemon juice, or this beer needs more sweetness, I'm going to add some sugar, right? But with a cocktail, you have the ability to completely craft it to match the food. And that's what's so fun. So you're looking to play up the flavors that are already in the dish, or you're looking to complement them and kind of round out the combination. And so you have the opportunity to try both of those things and to just kind of keep playing until you get it right. So it's really flexible and it's really fun.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about pairing mixed drinks and foods. Suzanne, can you give us a few examples of pairings that you've enjoyed recently?
Yeah, so I did a brunch cocktail pairing at Misery Loves Company in Winooski. And one of the things that really stood out for me was a cocktail that had mushroom stock in it. And it also had some bitters. It was very woodsy. And that was paired with a vegetable hash that also had mushrooms in it. So they really kind of played off of each other. And it was a really deep kind of savory flavor. The hash had eggs on top. It had pesto underneath. And the bitters in the drink just cut right through the fat of the egg yolks. It was just a really beautiful combination. I also went to a dinner at Hen of the Wood. And at Hen of the Wood, they were playing with cocktails that had additional flavor components added to them. So we ate a dish that was octopus tentacle, and it had these little slivers of cucumber, and the drink had cucumber in it, and it was spritzed with this Southeast Asian flavor elixir, and that brought out all these herbal kind of exciting components, and that was made by a company called Alice and the Magician.
Well, let's talk about Alice and the Magician Cocktail Apothecary. Tell us what they do.
So they have basically a laboratory that's in Burlington, and they make flavor elixirs, and they also make flavor sprays. And you can add these to cocktails, you can spritz them on food, and they bring new and different components into the dish. So say you want to taste leather in a cocktail, but you don't actually want to put leather in the cocktail, you can use the aroma of leather.
So give us some examples of how bartenders have been using them.
So the owners of Alice and the Magician have made some scents based on their memories. There's one that's based on hiking, and so it has smoke. And so if you want a little bit of a smoky flavor in your cocktail, you can spray that on there. There are essences of rose petals and of cinnamon. And so there are all these different ways that without actually stirring that ingredient into the drink, you can add the aroma to it. A lot of what we experience as flavor comes from the nose and from sense rather than from the tongue. And so they're really playing with that.
Well, talk about playing. You visited the apothecary. Tell us about that visit.
So I had sent them a list of my memories and associated aromas. And so what they had done is picked out some of those that would work really well in cocktails. And so we sat there in the lab and we smelled all these different smells. They sprayed a little spritz of tomato leaf and it smelled like you'd just been working in the garden. And they sprayed a little bit of coconut and it smelled like you just put on sunscreen. And so we built these aromas based on my memories and then we turned them into cocktails.
Well, tell us about one of the cocktails that you created then.
Sure. So we created one based on my memories of gardening. And they've been working really hard on an aroma called tomato leaf. So that I just mentioned, that was in there. We did pea. There was green pepper. There were some herbs. And then the best part, the kicker, was the scent of soil. So actually an aroma that is like wet dirt right after it's rained. And we spritzed a little of that in the cocktail, and it kind of lingered on the finish when we drank it. So that was a very interesting thing, not something that you'd usually find in a drink.
What is it like to drink a cocktail that tastes like you're working in the garden, maybe even eating some of the dirt?
It was a charming experience. It was kind of one flavor was flowing into the next. And so first you got the gin and the tomato juice and cucumber juice that really made up the body of the cocktail. And then on top of that, you're smelling dirt, you're smelling tomatoes, you're smelling herbs. And so it was a more complex experience than most that I've had while eating or drinking.
Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for sharing this and joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.